Well, good morning, afternoon, or evening, depending on what time you take in Table Talk with Rookie's family. This is the family that loves to podcast about current events, family issues, politics. We don't really do a lot of politics, do we?
No.
That's okay. Well, with the presidential election, a stone's throw away, we'll have to jump into that. I'm the dad. There's the mom. Three out of four kids are in studio. The one prodigal son is out east in Boston, and we might pay a visit to him this week just to go out and say hello, mom and dad. We might still be on if we're invited. I don't know.
Come on out.
You might come home to a dog, too. You never
It'll
know.
It'll be a blitzkrieg. It might be quick. Same day. Who knows? We'll figure that out later on, but We're really appreciative that you tuned into the family podcast, Table Talk with Rookie's Family. We ask that you tell one or two others about the podcast as we grow this tiny little podcast into something a little bit larger and more entertaining and informative. And we'll tell you later how you can get us on social media if you have a question, a comment, or would like to rate us on Apple iTunes. Speaking of Apple iTunes, Matthew, do you have an announcement for everybody?
I got the new iPhone 11.
How is it?
Wonderful. I'm coming from an 8, so I had the home button, and I no longer have a home button. But it's very cool. I've adjusted very quickly. I actually saved money by upgrading my phone.
I would like to say that my phone now, I have to restart if I want to type. The keyboard disappears. I have no idea. It just started happening.
Well, you can just bring that into the store, and they'll fix that for you.
iOS 13?
No. I have yet to update.
His entire phone is shattered, Matthew.
Yeah, my entire phone is shattered.
Yeah.
Well, and don't you have a 10?
No, I have the 8.
Oh.
I don't think there is an iPhone 10.
Yeah, there is. That's the first one without the home button.
What? Matthew, have you taken a picture with the phone?
I have. I've taken many.
How is the camera?
I mean, it's incredible.
So there's a huge difference from the 8 to the 11.
No, there's not going to be like a huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
It's certainly better.
Yeah.
The big thing is you can do these like wide shots now.
Hmm.
It's a little distorted when you go too wide, but it's cool nonetheless.
That's cool.
And there's some other fun stuff like the portrait mode's better. You can do like front facing stuff. The front facing camera's better.
Uh-huh.
You can do slow-mo selfies.
Oh, that's slow-fee. Cool.
Slow-fee.
Yes.
You guys don't realize how lucky you are to have, I mean, obviously cell phones we didn't have, but state-of-the-art phone with you, a computer in your hand, and a pretty damn good camera. I mean, Matthew said, it's blurry if you go. But, I mean, all of that in once, instantaneous. It's instant right now, to save you so much time. I'm not saying I'm crabby old curmudgeon here, but I'm glad that you guys have to deal with that technology. You're lucky.
Yeah, and if someone would have said, you're going to be walking around carrying little computers, you know, even 30 years ago, we would have what? No, that's not possible.
It's just...
You realize that you also are alive right now and have this technology.
Yes, but you know what? But here's the deal. I mean, it's good and bad. It's the big debate. It's great for instantaneous, immediate satisfaction, but also... Does it make you not use those parts of your brain that are creative to have to find this and research it on your own rather than just hit Google and how do you make banana bread?
Now you sound like an old person.
You can't just come up with how you make banana bread in your brain. It's like, oh, I got it.
No, but prior to that, you would have had to
gone
to the
encyclopedia
and followed all the directions and so forth. And it was a task to do that.
Which is why people probably didn't make it as much as they do now, because now they know how to get it fast.
But my point is, and it's what's going to occupy all that time, does it make us smarter or does it make us lazier?
Smartphones have been around for a long time. Not like long, long time, but long enough to know what you're doing with the extra time.
But what I'm saying is the similar to cursive.
No,
since we're not going to write cursive anymore.
Stop.
Old school way.
Cursive hasn't been used for thousands of years.
You guys, there's no correlation between an iPhone and cursive. No. So let's not even go there.
No. All right.
And you smirking over there. You just be quiet. There's no correlation, Grandpa.
Well, all right, then. Congrats on your new phone, Matthew. We are going to get started here. Week in review.
We had a week full of sports.
What did we do?
Yes.
We went to two Wild games, preseason games.
Sorry, Matthew.
And we went to two St. Thomas Academy football games.
Three. You went to three. I went to three.
And then Sophia also took in a Twins game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was a very sports-filled week.
Yeah. Anybody going to the Viking game today or no?
God, no.
Nope.
Well, we could steal tickets.
No, those are a little harder to come by. The Twins tickets and the Wild tickets are a little easier to come by. The Viking tickets, I don't get my hands on around here.
Matthew, you went to a game this week.
I went to a Red Sox game the other day, and then I'm going to the Bruins game tomorrow.
Ooh. Fun.
Who do they have tomorrow?
Philadelphia. Still preseason, but
yeah,
that's
fun nonetheless.
It's very funny to see that empty arenas for hockey.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so weird going in the Wild game because usually during the season, you really don't see a lot of empty seats. And these games, the stadium's so empty, it's kind of nice because you can actually walk around. There's not long lines.
It's a nice viewing experience.
Yes.
There still was some good fights. A couple of good fights yesterday, even though it was preseason.
Yesterday's game was insane with fights. 55.
Yeah, I heard Foligno lit that guy up.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah, it was insane.
And then, so we had a lot of sports, so we had a lot of fun this week. What else did we do this past week? Just schooling and teaching.
School and more school.
And working. That's pretty boring. What's coming up this week?
You guys are going to Boston.
We're going to go just a blitzkrieg to Boston to say hello and then come right back. And then
come home and meet your new dog.
We're not getting a dog.
Yep.
If I come home and there's a dog, there's big trouble.
Woo! What do you have, Soph?
U of M game day for football.
Oh.
Yep.
You're going to go to the game?
Yep.
And the
I probably won't go to the game.
Oh,
but
Lord.
I'll...
Tailgate?
Yeah.
I'll go with some nice
tailgates.
Fresca and some Diet Coke.
And water.
Yes, and water. Yes,
hydrate. Lots of water.
Hydrate, of course.
Before we get into articles and whatnot, I learned one thing last night that I didn't know before. So I have to share it with you guys. There's like regular hot dog buns, and then there's hot dog buns that are cut on top.
Yeah.
You know,
yes.
You know that style?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what you guys refer to them as. I've heard them called like split tops, or they're just, they have the slice up top instead of on the side.
Yeah, we just had those at home.
They are New England style hot dog buns.
Oh,
really?
That's how their hot dog buns are out here.
Interesting.
I just thought it was a new trend. I've seen those in the past year. I haven't seen those prior to that.
They actually predate the regular hot dog bun. And they're originally made for restaurants. It was easier for restaurants to, like, fill them. They started them out here because they were doing, like, lobster rolls and clam strips and stuff like that.
Sure.
But they would stand up straight so they wouldn't fall over when they were loading them up because they'd be loading a bunch of them at once.
Because their base at the bottom is rectangular as opposed to round.
That makes
sense.
That's so smart. So,
apparently those are New England hot dog buns.
However, I didn't know that.
I didn't either. I don't love them. They do them different out here. They basically make full loaves and then slice them into individual buns.
Mm.
So the sides of the buns aren't like crust. They're more bread.
Yeah.
Which is, it's a very different thing. But
you're right. Unless.
Have you had a lobster roll out there?
No, because... You think I'm paying for a lobster roll?
I forgot who I was talking to. I really forgot.
I found the cheapest one I'd seen yesterday. It was $15.99, I think.
Jeez. Nope.
And that's probably not even high quality. That's probably like the low-end quality lobster.
We're going to have to put you in charge of making a reservation for a Thursday night at one of those little Italian restaurants by you.
Oh, I got us. We'll go to La Familia Giorgio's.
Okay.
Oh,
I want to go. I'm getting FOMO.
LFG.
Do we need reservations for a Thursday night?
We're getting a dog, so.
I don't know if they take reservations Thursday night.
Okay.
Well, I went there the other night, though. My server, it's a family restaurant. They've owned it for three generations or whatever. My receipt for the waitress, Auntie, because she is an aunt of the family.
Oh, cute.
She goes, everyone there calls her auntie.
Zia. I love that.
That's so cute.
They have 220 different bottles of wine.
Oh.
And jeez. 85 bottles of wine under $40.
We're going to be there.
Wow. Order me up one of those, too.
Yeah, bottles of wine under 40.
And you can pick the style of noodles, and then you can pick your sauce. You can, make your own kind of.
Oh, fun.
Pasta and pizza. It's very, very fun place.
My mouth is watering already.
Just kind of going back to the hot dogs, kind of a sad note here on West 7th, Chris and Rob's hot dogs is gone, Matthew.
Which is now called Chicago Taste Authority. There's one in Minneapolis.
Right, they still have the Minneapolis, but it's done on West 7th.
Hmm. Oh, that's too bad. I like that place.
Yeah, I did too.
Rob,
I suppose we weren't helping him out going there one day every year on National.
Rob's a good guy. Well, Rob and Chris, but Rob would always come into the studio on National Hot Dog Day, and we'd promote that, and he. They're hard workers, and I haven't talked to them, so I'm not sure why the St. Paul location is folding. But you know what? Up and down West 7th, also 7th Street Social, they're stopping their restaurant service and are going to regroup as what, Mom?
Catering.
Just a banquet facility.
What?
Unfortunate. Yeah.
They had one of my favorite burgers.
Yeah. I think also the competition on West 7th has gotten so tough with all the new restaurants that you really got to be on top of your game all of the time. Innovation and moving and grooving.
But 7th Street Social, those short ribs.
Yeah, it was good.
I mean, it really was. It looked like a dive, but it was quality food.
Yeah, their food was always good, and there really was never anybody in there. It's like they couldn't get people in there, but if you made it there, their food was good, and you'd want to keep going back because it was super high-quality food.
Well, I know a guy that lives pretty close to that place, and he had never been there. And I said, you got to go. Suits, you got to go to, I don't know. You know, he's picky about the places that he goes to, but a lot of times, just like Bennett's on West 7th, there's nothing fancy about it on the outside. But when you go there on the inside, it's unbelievable. You know, chop house, great food. It's so you can't always judge a book by its cover.
Yeah.
And then was there one other on West 7th that shut down?
Not that I know.
It was 7th Street Social.
I don't really think it matters.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we did have a nice encounter at a restaurant last night after the Wild game.
Special guest joined us with their dinner.
Yeah, one of your former professors at the STA.
Yes.
Father Jangdahl.
Professor?
Yeah, he was a teacher. He's a prof. Teacher.
Professor at college.
We had a wonderful chat with him for a while. He was heading out. He's over at Holy Family, and he was having dinner with another gentleman that we met, the football coach. And so we said, hey, sit down with us and have a beer. So I bought him a beer, and we chatted about life, STA, you going to Rome with McLaren and mm-hmm. some of the great secrets that if you have the special handshake and the wink, wink, nudge, nudge, the things you can see or get into. That was impressive.
He's full of special secrets out there. He's telling us all these really cool things. He's like, yeah, you could go by this, and then you do this, and then you got to do this. And I was just like, wow. I don't know how you know all of that.
Also, shout out to his mom, who's a listener to the podcast.
Yes.
Your son is great, and you've done a great job raising him. And he's witty, he's intelligent, and he's just a fun guy to hang out with.
He's hilarious.
So funny.
I have yet to meet him.
Well, you know what? I think you all, this was my whole thing, is like you always see a priest and you're like, oh, they're so holy, they're so much better than us, even though that's not what you should be thinking.
Yeah, it turns out Jangdahl isn't that holy.
No, I am not saying that, but like when he sits down and you actually get to talking, you're like, they really are normal people that do normal things. Like, because I always am like, oh, they're always doing church and everything's perfect in their life. And just to like actually sit down and have a real conversation with them, it's like, okay, you are a real human and you are normal.
One really sad thing was we were sitting outside at the Groveland Tap, and Sophia had ordered water and was very disappointed that he wouldn't change the water to wine for her.
Yeah, so. That was so unfortunate.
Yes. So it was really nice to chat with him and catch up with him. And Holy Family is lucky to have him on board Yeah. We'll take him back at STA anytime. he wants to teach again. All right, guys. So that was nice to see him. And hello to his mother, who's a faithful listener to the Family Podcast as well.
So now let's move on. We're going to do a top three today. We're going to do the top three fall activities or things you like to do in the fall.
Yeah.
Let's go, baby.
So, Dad, we're going to start with you.
My favorite thing to do in the fall with all of you guys is when all six of us have gone year after year to Grant to go pick up pumpkins out of the pumpkin patch. That's one of my favorite days. You know, get a corn stalk or two. The young lady that it's her farm, she's a garage logician, and she's a nurse, and she's a wonderful lady, and every year we come out to say hi. And unfortunately, we won't be able to do that as a family this year, but that's where we get our pumpkins every year.
I don't think I carved a pumpkin last year.
I don't think
we did.
I think Dad carved all the pumpkins.
I cleaned them.
I don't think I did either.
I didn't.
I think I carved it. You got me a fake pumpkin to carve.
Oh, you're right. We bought fake pumpkins because people just didn't have time. So I.
Yeah,
you're right.
It was kind of sad.
Yeah, because I hate cleaning pumpkins.
It's not bad. You just need a sturdy spoon. Don't get the wimpy orange, the kit. You need the big soup cauldron where you just scrape those guts out of there, and it's one swipe.
See, Dad loves cleaning pumpkins.
That's Dad. That's not me. I hate the feeling on my hands. It just, like, stings.
The guts.
Just, ugh. Okay. My favorite.
Wait. I think it's supposed to be Matt.
It's supposed to be Matt. Yeah.
Yes, Matthew.
My favorite fall activity is watching football.
Ooh, that was not on my list. I guess you get to keep yours. I didn't even think about that.
I enjoy whether it be college football, NFL, I enjoy watching football.
So you mean you don't, it's not even going out to a high school game, it's just watching it on the tube?
Oh, yeah, I'll watch any game.
Got it.
My turn?
Yes, ma'am. Yep.
Well, he didn't say going to a high school football game, and then you're like, high school's not telling you. You just keep your mouth quiet over there and let people say. We don't need chitter chatter in between.
I thought he was saying like the fall atmosphere.
He said professional in college, and I'm coming in with high school.
Bring it.
High school football games.
Outside?
Watching
nice.
Little chunky boy play.
You went to like one, and now you're like, I'm basically a sit.
I've gone to, I've only missed one of your games so far this year, and I have now bought STA apparel to wear. So I'm being supportive.
Is it me?
Now it's you, Gabe.
Finally. I like to go to the haunted houses every year.
Good one.
Zivik's on.
See, I say that more for Halloween, but you're right,
that's
Gabe.
Such a good one.
Zivik's on Highway 61.
Good. That is my thing.
And Matt Dunn's out in Chanhassen.
Screamtown?
Yes.
Yeah, I just found out that that's where one of my friends, that's where his family went.
Where
the Gannons went there last year, and I didn't know.
Wait, I was thinking of the haunted experience in Cottage Grove.
That's Zivik's.
That's Zivik's, yes. That's fun, too.
Oh, so then it is different.
We've done two different ones. Well, no, they're two different places, Gabe.
It doesn't matter either one. I'd go to both. I still love them.
Right.
Yeah, they're both a lot of fun.
Right.
Mom.
Okay, so now Dad took mine because that was number one on my list. So I'm going to do the Fall Antique Spectacular at the State Fair. And just a plug for them, it is next weekend. It's the 28th and 29th this year.
Nice.
I love that every year.
Oh, you just
I look forward to it.
Quiet.
I'm happy you enjoy that.
It is
Mom.
Something that I look forward to, and a lot of times it's on my birthday weekend.
Yeah.
It's not this year, but anyway, I do always enjoy going to that.
That wasn't on my list, but that's something that's it's pleasure. It's not. You don't know what you're looking for, but you know it when you see it.
You don't know what you're looking for, but you can know when
what's
you see
the
it.
Damage.
Sophia.
Okay, I'm saying something that I haven't been to in a while, but I really want to go this year again, and it's the Twin Cities Harvest Festival in Mays. It's the place that has a big corn bin that you can go in.
Yes.
So I really want to get an Instagram in that for this.
Is that Seaver's Corn Maze, I think?
This is the one that has the big corn maze. It's called the Twin Cities Harvest Festival in Mays.
There's probably a couple different ones across the city.
Is that the one, Sophia, where they carve, or they, not carve, they... like cut the corn maze into the shape of like a
the 87 twins or something.
Yes, the Minnesota Lynx or something.
That's what it is this year.
Yeah.
Oh god.
They were eliminated.
Oh, were they? They're done.
Wow. They kind of went from top drawer to they kind of, well, they're still a good team, but that's too bad they didn't go further.
They just won like three championships straight.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I'm surprised that they got knocked out.
Bad.
All right. Back to me. Number two. One of my favorite fall things to do while listening to maybe Gopher football is working in the yard raking leaves.
I love to hear that because that means we don't have to do that.
Hate it.
If you love it,
I like to help,
audio.
But I just
hate it.
That's a memory that I have from even growing up as when my dad would do that and I'd be out there helping him. It was just always, you know, it was a little cool and you'd have a little light jacket on, but it was just listening to Ray Christensen do the play-by-play for the Minnesota Gophers, and just raking leaves was a pleasant memory, and I still have that today. So, as I said, I did that with my dad, so you guys can help rake leaves.
Okay, how many times are you going to mention the same things over and over again? I did it with my dad. I had a light jacket on. I was with my dad.
I reiterate for effect.
It was with my dad.
And moving on to Matthew.
Okay, I don't know if this like counts. I love Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is my favorite fall activity. That's one of my favorite.
It might be a little bit of a stretch, but we'll give it to you.
What do you like about it?
The food.
I have others if we don't want to count that.
No, you can count that.
I'd say that counts. Technically, it is fall.
It is fall.
Yeah.
And that's a fun. And I love the fact that we get to entertain every year on Thanksgiving. We're very lucky.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Best holiday.
My next one is not so much an activity, but something that comes out in fall. And I'm the basic white girl that does the pumpkin spice latte from Starbucks is like my favorite thing. But if I make coffee at home, having pumpkin spice cream, it's just the best thing ever.
I would agree that people get thoroughly excited for the pumpkin spice season. And I don't know why it's so popular that they don't just do it year-round, because that's a great spice to have in your coffee.
Because then they wouldn't make that much money.
But if they did it year-round, then the hype wouldn't be like, you can only get it for this amount of time.
True. It's so fall.
Yep. Mine isn't really an activity, but I like to wear sweatshirts, and this summer, where if I can't like wear a sweatshirt, I don't like that. And now, and since it's going to be fall,
I respect that.
Wearing sweatshirts is the best.
Yeah. I respect that.
Yeah, that's a good one. I have fall food, and I guess it is an activity for me because I'm the one making it. But I love to have the stew and the apple
cider
turnover.
No. Yes,
apple cider is a good one.
The Mountain Dew
and
thing.
Chili.
Yeah.
So I like the fall foods, and I do like making fall foods too.
Good. Keep it up.
You do a great job, Bob.
Pine Tree Orchard. That is a fabulous place to go.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That is fun. Go for a little hayride. Are we all too old for that now? Or
okay. How about move on now?
Okay. My turn.
Jesus.
My next one is watching Hocus Pocus.
It's
my all-time favorite movie, and I watch it every day during October.
Zachary Binks.
Yep. That sounded kind of bad when you first said that.
Ooh, okay. What? That sounded like the F word.
Thackeray Binks.
That's okay. Not what
that's
you
the
said.
Name of the cat.
Yes. Nope. Exactly.
Well, yep. If you haven't seen it, you have to watch it.
I apologize. I said Thackeray.
My third and final fall activity is the backyard fire pit.
That was my last one.
A little chill in the air, and you got the warm fire going, whether you're roasting hot dogs or just having a drink or sitting around the backyard fire pit is one of my favorites, just because everybody's sitting there doing nothing.
Mateo?
My last one is going to an apple orchard.
No, that was my last one.
I didn't even have a list.
I love, they're just fun spots. You get to try all the stuff. You get to go on like a little ride around through the orchard.
Mm-hmm. And you get to smell the apples.
You don't really do much at them. I think I just like that you get to have some like apple cider and eat some food or something.
Yeah, the atmosphere.
But they're fun.
Word.
Well, since my last two were taken, my last one on here was just fall fashion. Like, I just love kind of what Gabe was saying with the sweatshirt, but, like, to throw on those lighter jackets before it's gross snowy weather and you can dress warm and actually look cute before you're wearing your jacket everywhere you go. Mm. I just, throwing on some leggings and like a vest with a cute jacket is just so comfy and cozy.
Unlike you, I love my winter jacket.
You're not starting this debate.
No,
yet.
My Northwest Airlines. Mm-hmm.
Ooh. It's got nothing on my Canada Goose.
Yeah, it does. It does. A classic jacket.
For anyone that is wondering, me and Gabe have a jacket debate that goes on in the house because he says his free old Northwest Airlines jacket
that is made better to keep people warm that are on the tarmac of an airport
is better than my Canada Goose jacket.
It is warmer. It is better. It is all around. Just looks cooler.
We need to move on. We're not having this
debate. It's funny, though, that when I was given that jacket, Gabe immediately latched onto it. I don't think I've ever even had it on once.
And I wish that that jacket was not in the house.
Well, I won't be wearing it this year because I have to wear the St. Thomas one.
Thank God.
Well, my last thing is just like the fall weather. I like coldness. I don't like the summer when it's like 90 degrees outside and you're just dying everywhere you go.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
So I think the milder weather where you can go outside and enjoy it and you don't have to be in air conditioning or by water or anything.
I agree.
Nice.
The open
so
window.
I think we kind of got away from the original intention.
Well,
of
it's
kind of
hard
list.
A little
I
bit, though,
so
too.
So because of that, I'm going to just say a couple things for mine.
What?
And I'm going to say the Renaissance Festival is a fun fall activity.
Okay.
Yes.
Literally never been.
You have. Just little.
And then I also just want to say two more.
Well, I still have to go.
I know, but you're not going to have these.
I might.
Minnesota's largest candy store.
Oh,
we've done that in the fall.
169.
That's fun. Yeah, that is fun. They fixed it now, though, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Because my car ran into it.
Yeah, it did. And when you go on their website, it has a big, huge, we're open. So I think people kind of assume that they close, but they are open. And then I just drive up to Taylor's Falls when all the leaves are changing.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Very
you could
pretty.
Do the riverboat ride. I also love the Franconia Sculpture Garden right before.
Yes.
What is Taylor's Falls?
Taylor's Falls is where we canoe.
Where all the
we go canoeing
are.
There.
Right up 95 on the
okay,
Minnesota
you
side.
You go there every year.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, Fee, let's bring us in.
My last one was the Jack-O-Lantern Spectacular at the Minnesota Zoo.
Oh, that was mine.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's a cool family thing. I don't know.
What
yeah,
are you
is.
Laughing about over
yeah.
there?
I don't know why you're laughing.
I was just making faces at Sophia.
Yeah. When, what? What is this?
Well, we
I've
did it at the state.
It curry.
Was originally at the state fair. But then they moved it out to the Minnesota Zoo. So
right.
We went to it when it was at the state fair, and they have all the jack-o'-lanterns lit up and all the displays, and you walk through.
And apple
are you
cider.
Saying you don't remember that either?
Because you went with
and you
friends.
Brought friends.
No, I remember the state fair one.
Okay.
I just didn't know that. I thought it was like a
yeah,
different one.
It switched venues.
Yes.
It's at the zoo now.
Okay, timeout. We should. How is that expensive?
We can't do timeout on the
know.
Podcast.
We can do timeout. Is the zoo expensive? I want to go there. I haven't been there for so long.
The Minnesota Zoo?
Oh, the
yeah.
Zoo?
No,
the Minnesota
the
Zoo is
Minnesota
not expensive.
Zoo is
we
not
can go.
We should go sometime. Maybe today.
You know
Mom,
how
do you
much
hear
I
that?
Love the zoo.
Your
I
youngest
go.
Son wants to
the,
go to the zoo
boy
with
that
you.
Grew up at the zoo, literally,
yeah.
You and I were at the zoo.
We did go, like, every day.
Every week at
or,
least once.
Or Riverview.
Yes.
Oh, Riverview.
Yeah,
don't
make,
tell people about that.
It makes Mom cry when you started to not hang out with her. Just saying.
We should go today.
I don't have
after
time.
This.
All right.
Yes, you do.
Yep. Matt, we got the all right from Matthew.
Yep.
So that
man's
getting FOMO.
Let's move to
why.
Articles. Introducing Dad's article.
My article has to do with, again, changes in society. Okay. A new survey finds most American workers report casual dress is the norm in their workplace these days.
Oh, God.
There's data compiled by Human Resources Service. Randstad North America, 79% of those surveyed report their current employee's dress code policy is either business casual, casual, or non-existent. Now, these new workers love it that way. In fact, given a choice in a survey between a $5,000 bump in salary or an informal office dress code, 1 in 3 would choose the informal dress code.
Mm.
At least 42% said they'd rather be 20 minutes late to an interview than show up looking disheveled or underdressed. And 50% of respondents say they will wear business attire from the waist up and casual clothing from the waist down when they have a video interviewer. But there are limits to acceptable casual wear in the office. 73% of those surveyed feel ripped jeans aren't appropriate, and 53% say leggings have no place in the office. Interestingly enough, 38% of 25 to 35-year-olds admit they've been asked to dress more professionally by their manager or human resources.
Mm-hmm. Well, I kind of have a foot in this door because I'm a stylist.
Yes. Okay.
And I would say probably 90% of my clients are request business casual.
Mm-hmm. So the absence of a suit, I mean, business casual is basically what, khakis and a shirt, and you may or may not have a tie on. Of course, there's no sport coat.
I don't think business casual requires a tie.
No,
not at all.
So it's just like, I'd say a button up or a polo and khakis for a guy, or some type of dress pant.
Okay. Do you?
And for women, even dark jeans in a lot of cases work. Many of my clients will request they can wear jeans, but most of them say jeans without any holes.
I think even a guy for business casual could do a dark denim. Yeah. If you're doing a dark denim, you're fine without any rips. You're fine in the business casual category.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have rips or it's a light wash, then you're walking on thinner water.
Okay.
And I also think leggings with boots, a high boots, or even a bootie can be worn. The key to that is having a longer shirt and probably a blazer.
All right. My point, though, are they peeling away convention in the workplace where most people would have had a suit on or a sport coat or a white shirt with a tie on? And is corporate America, is this good or bad for the future of kids not knowing how to dress up? Young professionals.
Boy, am I glad I'm not you. You must live the most sad life just trying to find different spots in society where you can argue that it's crumbling. It's incredible. These are just like people that go to work and they sit at a desk all day. They're people that don't need to have a tie on. There's no reason.
Yeah.
And they probably didn't have a tie on in the past. Business casual is what everybody wears. Obviously, the people who are the lawyers and their investment bankers who are meeting with clients every day, they're going to wear suits. That's not changing. That's still going to be how it is. But just like a normal person going to their desk job doesn't really have any reason to be in a suit.
No.
Yeah, I agree with what Matthew's saying. There are people that they need to dress up, and that's part of their job, and they know that when they're doing their job. Oh, I'm going to court today. I have to wear a suit. Oh, I'm just in the office today. I can dress more casual. But kind of going to that whole legging and ripped jean controversy, ripped jeans do not belong. Me personally does not belong in any workplace unless you are working in the fashion industry and you're working at Nordstrom. And if ripped jeans is on the high trend, you'd have like a classy ripped jean, not completely ripped all the way up, but you could have like a ripped jean in the knee if you're working in that industry. Leggings, I wore leggings the other day to work. But I had a longer shirt on where my butt was, for the most part, covered. I think leggings are fine in the workplace as long as you have, like, a longer sweater on or a longer tunic on and pair it with booties. That's fine. At some places, that wouldn't be okay, and that's up to their discretion. But just go to work and look nice. It's not a hard thing.
It really depends on the workplace, too, though.
Right. Yes.
I mean, like Lululemon people, that's what they're going to wear.
Well,
that's a complete. That's the fashion.
I'm just saying. Yeah.
They're selling that. Activewear is not business casual in most cases, but classic black legging or a tweed, looking legging with a cardigan,
I think
is acceptable as business casual.
I agree.
I will say, though, short skirts are a real issue for me. Oh. If you're going to wear a skirt to work, it does need to be maybe an inch above the knee and no shorter.
Or a dress, too.
Yeah,
well,
dress,
too. Even people got lucky with the previous trends because those long skirts have been in for a while. So
the midi is super in right now, and I'm loving that because as a teacher...
They're so
I'm
cute.
Trying to, as a teacher, Gabe, did you hear this? As a teacher?
Yeah.
Because I'm a teacher.
I don't know what dad started. This is just getting in
the girls got carried away.
But
fashion.
The mid-length is awesome because I don't have to wear pants, and I can still, when I'm helping a student and I need to bend down or I need to sit on the floor, I can still do that without worrying about exposing anything.
Mm-hmm. All right, Matthew and Gabe, your thoughts on the midi. First of all, what the hell is it?
I've heard of midis as the like the mixers that DJs use, or like a drum maker.
MIDI. Okay, then let me ask you this. What about a formal suit for an interview, male or female? Yes or no?
Yes.
In this survey, 65% feel it's important to wear a suit during an interview, regardless of how formal that company's workplace actually is, which means 35% of people, basically one-third, say, I don't need to wear a suit to an interview.
That's your first impression of whoever is interviewing you is what you look like. We've talked a little bit about that before. When you walk into an interview, whether you realize it or want to admit to it or not, you're judging that person based on what they walk into the room wearing.
Right, unless you're going to do an interview for the company like I work for, where they specifically say, we want to see what you're wearing every day. We don't want you coming here dressed in a suit. We want you coming here dressed
as an outfit
that represents you.
Right.
Not as a professional in a workplace, but as someone with some style that's what they want to see. So then that's a difference.
Then they're more specific. But some of these other 35%ers probably don't know that.
Yeah. All right, Matthew, what are you bringing to the table today?
A few days ago, Cody Lee won America's Got Talent.
Oh, no. That was my article!
You guys can talk together then.
Go ahead. Continue.
Keep continuing. I saw an article that he had won it. I saw it the day of, which I thought was pretty cool. He beat out some of the other finalists, Detroit Youth Choir, Voices of Service, The Unbeatable, Emaine Bisha, and Ryan Nymiller. And beat them all out for the $1 million prize, which I also had some interesting stuff on as far as how that pays out to the winner.
Okay, why don't you talk about that?
So they do basically, you can take the $1 million as an annuity paid out over 40 years.
Oh.
Or you can take the lump sum, which is estimated to be about $300,000 before taxes. So if you take the lump sum, you'll end up pocketing about $150,000 to $200,000. Or you can take the annuity over 40 years, which pays about $25,000 a year before tax.
Boy, I think that's basically false advertising. That's horrible.
Yeah, it's really not ideal. Neither of them are great situations for you. Obviously, having $25,000 coming in for the next 40 years is not a bad spot to be in.
Right.
But still, I mean, 150 to 200 grand is your lump sum option.
That's terrible.
I'm surprised they didn't go 12.5 for the next 80 years. We will cover you. I think I don't know who's responsible for that, but that is really, that's almost an expose. Survivor, you get the $1 million check.
You don't know how that breaks down.
So I'm Survivor, you get the $1 million, you pay $500,000. That's how Richard Hatch got in trouble, because he didn't pay his taxes on it. The first winner of Survivor took the money and then didn't pay his taxes, so he got in trouble. So at least you know that Survivor is giving all that money up front.
Well, he also, in addition to the money, he gets his own residency in Las Vegas. The residency is from November 7th to November 10th. It's not even
a residency.
Exactly. Yeah. It says here.
It's maybe from 1 year to the next.
By winning the competition, Lee was awarded $1 million and his own residency in Las Vegas. Lee will host his own show at the Paris Las Vegas from November 7th to November 10th.
Do you think that means in a year, though?
From, is it a year?
I think it's a year.
I don't know.
Well, you know, with this show, who knows? It might just be 3 days.
3 days is not a residency.
But also, given Cody's everything he has, maybe he can't do a full year. You know, I don't know. That could be factored into it. But I have to say, I did watch the video with, he did a duet with another famous singer,
Leanne Rimes?
No, it was a woman. She's younger. It doesn't say the name in the article. It was insane. Because, you know, he's blind and autistic, and he's doing this duet with the lady and everything, just the timing, because I don't understand how he could do that without looking at someone. And, like, because when you see a duet, a lot of times they look at each other to get those cues.
Right.
It was so insane. And the two of them did such an awesome job. If you haven't listened to it, make sure to find it because it's pretty amazing.
Yeah. I did see also the runner-up, the Detroit Youth Choir. A bunch of businesses came together and put together $1 million endowment for the youth choir as well.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's cool.
Finishing. There's a long list of businesses in Detroit that put together like this endowment for to keep their program going.
So, Cody Lee, take your 150 grand. See you later. But the Detroit Choir, you're gonna get your endowment.
Yeah.
Does he have a repertoire of 25 songs, or does he? I didn't watch the show, so I'm at a disadvantage.
It was Leona Lewis who he did his duet with.
Okay.
But what I, in the article that I was reading, it says that he literally just needs to listen to a song once and he can sing and play the entire song.
Well,
he's one of like 25 that has it. They called it like a photographic music memory or something.
His Bridge Over Troubled Water gives me the chills, and you know, it's unbelievable. So if you haven't seen that or heard that, go check it out on YouTube. It's pretty amazing. And Paul Simon, when Simon Cowell asked him if they could use Bridge Over Troubled Water, which Paul Simon is very proprietary of and doesn't just give it out, he said he had the approval in about 30 minutes for him to do this. So that
nice.
was really just a cool thing on Paul Simon's part, realizing that probably not it was going to be that big, but realizing that it was going to be special.
That's awesome. Really cool.
All right, Gabe, how about you?
My article is about a fire in an apartment building that was started by a woman who fell asleep burning her ex's love letters.
Was there a bottle of half-drunk bottle of Jack Daniels sitting around too?
The fire department got a call of an apartment fire, and on the third floor of an apartment building, there was indeed a fire. She got out safely, and she woke up to the fire alarms going off, and they had to evacuate the building and put the fire out. And then they asked like how it started, and she said she fell asleep with the ashes of love letters on her carpet.
So I heard the same article, and she lit them with a blowtorch.
Yeah.
Oh, and what? She didn't have them like most people when they do this, they
a garbage
use a
can or something.
Container yeah. of some sort. Yes.
Yeah. Or like put them on something not flammable.
Not her.
They do this in Friends. I don't know if you guys have ever watched Friends.
That's so
yes,
cool.
I don't
do
remember
that.
Super cool.
All the girls, Monica, yeah, they're all around the garbage can putting in all their ex things, and they ended up having to get the fire department called too.
Well,
and then they
I
hit on the firemen who were married.
Of course. Yeah. Hey, how you doing there, Jenny?
Yeah.
She did end up getting a citation for negligation of fire.
Negligence?
Or something.
Oh. Okay.
And it caused $4,000 in damage, which she would have to pay.
Yikers
is right.
So
kind of
now that guy got the last laugh.
Literally.
Which
makes her even more upset. And which also reminds me to all six of us, I saw that you took your smoke detector down. Does it need a new battery? McLaren.
Why am I getting called out? Yeah, the
if
thing kept
beeping, okay.
beeping, so I
let's. That means
got
we have to change the battery.
I'll hear the other smoke detectors in the other room. It was annoying, so I took it down and I just.
Well, that's not an option.
Today we will replace. This includes you out in Boston, there, big guy. Make sure your smoke detector is working properly.
Yeah, he needs to make sure they're working because he's the one that you need to be concerned about getting up during a fire.
I'm not like lighting candles in my room like you.
Well, someone else in the building could be.
Yeah.
And that crummy fire escape you have.
Good
you might
luck.
As well just jump.
Jeez.
All right.
Well, it doesn't have to. It's going to fall off anyway.
Yeah, right.
No, we figured since it. All right. First of all, that fire escape that we saw was not mine. We were
oh,
alive.
It wasn't? Oh, good.
Second of all, a lot of the fire escapes out here, I had never seen this before. They don't bring you down to the street. They connect you to the next building. So you can get to the next building and get out through that building.
So you would drop the ladder to the adjacent.
No, you just go in somebody's room and just be like, oh, hey, there's a fire in my building.
Plus, what are you making for dinner?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, so I'd never seen that before, but they connect the buildings to each other so that they can allow for like another escape route.
I guess so. That's kind of nice, too, because if you think like, the ones that go to the bottom, even though they're not all the way down, someone could jump up and grab it and then go up the fire escape and break in your room.
Yeah. Actually?
Okay. Yeah. Of course you're thinking about getting murdered, McLaren.
You gotta always be thinking about that.
No.
Our teaching.
Okay.
You gotta think about that.
We're looking up pictures of these fire escapes and have yet to be successful, but I will trust you because I'm sure you're doing regular fire drills in order to get out of that Boston building.
Yes, of course.
Of course you are.
Mom, what are you bringing to the table today?
I have some quirky Minnesota things.
We love
from
that.
From a thing called Only in Your State. And it's titled Weird Side Effects. I disagree with the title. I don't think it's side effects at all. But if you live in Minnesota, you know how to pronounce words like Matamidi, Shakopee, and Bemidji.
Okay.
And I was trying to think of some others.
Edina.
Well, that's easy.
I know where this is going.
St. Paul.
I've heard people mispronounce it.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
are you talking
Paul's?
About Bedemikamaka or something? That new
Bedemikamaka.
Bedemikamaka.
Like Winnipeg? Would that be one?
That's in Winnipeg? Canada.
Just kidding.
Nicollet Mall. A lot of people will say Nicollet.
Right.
But we say Nicollet.
Ham Lion Avenue.
Yeah.
I have heard that.
You and I have our society.
Gabriel. Gabriel.
Cocado.
Cliveland.
Okay. Enough. You carry an ice scraper in your car year round.
Yes, and half the time they're broken.
Ooh. Yeah. Matt's got just the handle scraper part in his car.
You keep an emergency kit in your car.
No.
Kind of, sort of, maybe. I don't know. Maybe a blanket.
Yeah. Some matches.
You have an affinity for tater tots.
I love tater tots.
Yeah.
Which,
yeah.
Speaking of tater tot hot dish, I am going to make it with broccoli tots. So that's real soon. Real soon on
Sophia
the menu.
Is not vibing with that.
We love broccoli tots.
I like those, but you got to have normal tater tots in it, too.
It's both.
She could do a mix.
Tater tot.
Thank you.
Hockey holds a special place in your heart.
Yep.
You find excuses to get outside even in the winter.
Yes. Shoveling. It's fun time.
That you always have to do.
Yeah. You do not always have to shovel.
Yes.
You barely shovel.
You do it in like the daytime when I'm at school and you're like, I had to shovel. You didn't shovel.
I can't shovel. I'm at school. Because it's going to keep snowing.
Watch this.
Yeah, okay. Middle of a snowstorm and she's out there shoveling and then she comes in and complains about, oh, it's already snowing again. Like, no crap.
Watch this. Let's repair that snow thrower we got and let that get that working.
Okay,
this year.
That doesn't work.
I don't know why you always want it to work.
You hate to take the last piece of anything. You'd rather cut that piece in half.
Yeah. Last night we were eating those pretzel bites and the last one sat there for a good 5 minutes and Mom finally said, I'm having it.
Yes.
But
you have to comment if you're gonna take the last thing. Well, you have to pretty much tell everyone in the room.
But not only that, you act like it's a sacrifice, like, all right, fine, I'll just take the last one.
Since
all right.
No one's hungry anymore.
It's like a huge
penny,
sacrifice. Yeah.
You view the Mall of America as just a mall.
Yeah.
Yep.
Not everyone in Minnesota does, though. We do because we live close to it. If you don't live that close to the Mall of America, when you go there, it is still an adventure.
Yes.
I hate the mall.
We also did get shots fired last night by Father Jangdahl about our mall shopping.
Hate the mall.
I like it.
Speak for yourself.
Not apply to us, but you think nothing of crossing the state borders to buy cheese. I've never done that.
No.
So,
we got good cheese in Minnesota. Yeah,
we have cheese
I haven't
here.
Done it, but I also wouldn't think twice about doing it.
No.
Right.
You consider 40 degrees shorts weather?
Hell yeah.
Pretty much. Mm. Pretty much.
In the spring,
in
when
hockey
it's changing from winter to spring and it's 40 degrees, I feel like people are like,
oh. Okay, yeah.
Now, I always thought that this was just unique to Matt's family.
Mm.
But apparently it's a Minnesota thing, and my family just never caught on to this, I guess.
Making me nervous.
Oh, God.
You take a long time to say goodbye.
Oh, the Mikulski goodbye.
Oh, my God. The Mikulski goodbye is deadly.
I hate saying goodbye because of that.
I have heard of that, where it's like there's the Midwestern stages of goodbye, when it's like you say you're leaving, then you have your conversations, then you say you're leaving, more conversations, you hug, and then you leave.
I'd rather not talk to anyone.
You'll see them. You have to bring up all the different crap.
Yeah. Like, see you at Christmas.
Here it says, you'll walk the person to the door. Well, then you'll follow them out to the porch, and eventually you'll put them in the car.
Guilty, right here.
So I thought, yeah, that's very much your family. Dad not so does much do mine. That. We pretty much just say goodbye and go.
Yeah.
And then the last one is you love the Minnesota State Fair. So.
Also, on a side note, Mom, if your family's all together and we started doing stuff like that, our goodbyes would take like 2 hours to say goodbye to everyone in your family.
Because
there's so many. Yeah. So
yours are more like, we're leaving. We love you. Goodbye.
Yeah. See you later.
And you're gone.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'd like to say goodbye, but we only have 15 more minutes here to. I'm joking.
Sophia.
No, I'm joking. No. The 15-minute goodbye.
Yeah, we're good.
What's Sophia's topic?
What do you got, Fee? Fee wants to talk about life.
What is
it? You guys, she's already said she didn't have an article. And people keep hardcore calling her out.
Yes, I've literally been like this the entire time.
Why don't you have an article, Sophia?
I was going to talk about fall fashion, Gabe, if you want to hear about that.
Let's
end
the podcast.
Well, I guess we did talk about that, so you did.
Exactly. So I was like, there's no reason for me to go over fall fashion.
Yeah.
And now we're ending.
That's it.
We're done.
What about this upcoming week? Gabe, who do you got in football? Do you know?
Hastings.
The Raiders? Ooh. Where are you playing?
Hastings.
What?
Gabe.
At Todd Field?
I believe that Gabe's at Hastings. Varsity is at home. It's homecoming.
Oh, yeah, it's homecoming.
Oh,
yeah.
So we're not playing at Todd Field in Hastings.
Gabriel,
what happened at Todd Field?
Hey, thank you for asking. My brother C scored his first touchdown there. Nativity grade score. Todd Field.
Apparently, it's the only athletic milestone in their family because that's all he talks about.
When we would go to Winona to visit my grandmother, we would go past Hastings Todd Field, and we would
really
always say,
Sophia?
That's where Steve scored his first touchdown.
Every single time we go past it, everybody knows, and Sophia's like, what happened? And then
she continues to ask every single time.
Because
we tell her, and she's like, what?
I have a confession to
You're
make,
like
though.
4 years old.
When we would go, this was early on when we were younger, when we would go to Hastings, we would stop at the Perkins right in Hastings, right by Todd Field, and I really am embarrassed to say this. We would stop at the field, and we would have Steve recreate the play where he actually scored the touchdown.
I hope that's a joke.
I think he's kidding.
It might not be a joke.
The fact that you guys think we possibly did that is victorious for me. That's victory.
I would not be surprised if your family did some weird kind of stuff like that.
After they played nudist camp.
I did not play nudist camp. I was not in that one. No.
I'm gonna put Steve in that club.
Matthew, why are you trying to push us along here?
Yeah. Hey, I got a Vikings game to catch. I'm trying to get new in math. So
exactly. All right. We're gonna let you go, and we'll talk to you later. We'll check in with you later on today. Please
pray for us. We need your help.
Yes. Yeah. And if they do something bad, just keep it down. It's gonna be okay. Don't shout too loud.
Skull bikes, baby.
All right, Skull. See you, Maddie. Talk to you later.
See you guys. Bye.
Bye.
That was a pretty good quick goodbye. All right, if somebody wants to get a hold of us on our social media, it's super duper easy to get to.
Facebook, The Podcast Family. Instagram, The Podcast Family. Twitter, at The Podcast Fam, FAM. Email us at thepodcastfamily@gmail.com, and we probably won't get back to you.
How do you remember that? Is that all from memory?
Yes, Mom.
Tune in next week when you meet our new dog.
Yeah. No, that is not funny.
We're not getting a new dog.
It's not funny now, but when you guys come home to a pupper.
No, not funny.
We're Scruffy, come here.
And then when you guys won't be able to do anything because we already bought it.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope.
That's how it's going to work.
There's a no return policy.
Yeah.
Nope. We already picked it up. To the Family Podcast, Table Talk with Rookie's Family. Again, we'd love to hear your feedback. Rate us. And tell a couple friends about the podcast. Props. Who's got the last word today?
Me. I always do.
Me.
Me.
What
do
I do?
I do.
Nope.
Gabe Kowalski.
Gabe Smalls.
Yeah, I'm better. Better than everybody.
So good.
Shush, Sophia. You have to be quiet. Nope. Nope. Last word. Last word.
Nope.
Last word.
What did you do?
Last word.